LulzSec are a group that split from Anonymous. Anonymous can be seen as a political activist group in the broadest sense, exploring what does it mean to have political protest in cyberspace. If we take the student rallies outside the Houses of Parliament, they cause disruption, but they're a valid form of political protest. LulzSec, rather Anonymous, would say what they're doing is exploring the issue of political protest in cyberspace. How do I mount a political protest? LulzSec are a splinter group from that, that really LulzSec stands for Laugh Out Loud at Security. And what they're doing is pursuing a more aggressive approach towards systems, where instead of protesting, really what they're trying to do is to point out just how poor people and companies are in the space of information security. So they're more confrontational in their approach as opposed to groups like Anonymous.
And how does that actually differ? I mean, one of the things that happened with Anonymous initially was that people started in the wake of WikiLeaks, I think, to cut off the ability for WikiLeaks to get money from Visa. And an attack was mounted by Anonymous using DDoS. Was that a political act? That's a little criminal, isn't it?
Well, so you can say that if you look at the student protests outside the Houses of Parliament, they clearly caused this disruption. And one could say that effectively what they did was they mounted a DDoS attack by having people outside the Houses of Parliament stopping traffic and things like that. There's a debate at the moment happening about, is DDoS a form of political protest? And what does it mean to have political protest in cyberspace? As most modern democracies provide the ability for their citizens to engage in lawful political protests. But what does that mean in cyberspace, and how do we do it in cyberspace? So Anonymous would argue, and I think with some force, that things like denial of service attacks mounted against Anonymous, mounted against things like Visa and stuff like that, are their ways of expressing a political protest at Visa when Visa stopped allowing for transactions for WikiLeaks.
And indeed, Anonymous did petition the US government to try to actually put the case that a DDoS attack was a legitimate form of political expression.
Indeed, that is the case. And it does have some validity. It's a question that modern societies do need to ask of themselves, is that in a space where we have rich content media, we have things like Facebook, Twitter, and things like that, what does political protest in cyberspace mean? If the government don't pursue and seek to answer this question, the problem is that groups like Anonymous will seek to answer it for them. And people will chime with the views that Anonymous have and will lend support. I mean, one only has to look, you know, at the size of Anonymous. Anonymous basically say, if you think you are Anonymous, then you are. If you think you're part of the resistance, then you're part of the resistance. Anonymous is a very large group with a large following.
Well, vive la resistance. But LulzSec, though, you say that they're hard line, that they were a splinter group. Is that a bit more like the real IRA in terms of cyber protest?
I think that's a bit of an extreme example, but the point is a valid one. Really what they are is they're saying that this kind of denial of service attack really isn't getting anywhere. And actually, in terms of us protecting our systems, what we need, or what they would argue, is the ability to go out and sort of point out where those security vulnerabilities are. I mean, that's why LulzSec stands for Laugh Out Loud at Security.
But the legal authorities didn't quite share their view on this, do they? There seems to be a very divergent position here, because these people are now looking at jail sentences of some 2 years.
Well, yes. I mean, so you can have an argument that says, how much of a deterrent is 2 years in prison, when if you contrast that with the American legal system, similar actions in America for what they did would result in 20 years in a federal penitentiary. But you can also have an argument that says these people have been alienated by society, and a counterculture around cyberspace and the ownership of cyberspace and the use of cyberspace is very much splintering society. We have a young, if you like, generation coming up that have known nothing but the use of cyberspace for communication, social media, interaction and like that, and almost see it as a right. And so we as society need to get our heads around this. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean in terms of political process? What does that mean in terms of, protest against things? And also, what are the responsibilities of companies towards cybersecurity? Lulzsec would argue that in pointing out the flaws to these companies, what they're doing is they're really aiding in the protection. Society takes a different view and views it as a criminal action.
Yeah, no, I mean,
and punishes them accordingly.
What one of the points about this too, though, is that the this form of protest. I mean, some people would say, "No, you're being very rarefied about this. You're intellectualising something that's essentially just a bit of cheap vandalism by people who are showing off."
Well, so it is, but society has alienated these people. And the question is that if we want to protect our systems and we want to have good cybersecurity professionals, often the type of people that we want to employ are the people that think sideways, have different views, different slants on things. And these are things which society has traditionally ostracized and alienated. And so these people feel themselves on the outside, they feel alienated by society. And to some extent, what they're doing is they're just protesting and pushing back against that. It's something which, arguably, the young have always done. One only has to look at the history of, you know, the 1950s and the 1960s, the growth of cultures such, you know, rock and roll, punk, and things like that, to see that to a large extent, these were pushbacks against mainstream society.
But that's not exactly how the court saw it, was it? They saw that this is a group of people trying to draw attention to themselves. They drew attention to themselves, and they said, what you did was serious. You've basically, in the pre-internet age, you've gone down to the outside of the MI6 building at Vauxhall, for instance, and just started vandalising.
That's correct, and that's the way the law in mainstream society has interpreted and defined their actions, and it's tried them accordingly and sentenced them accordingly. I think the point that we're missing here is that from where these people sit, from their perspective, they see themselves to an extent as they've done nothing wrong within their eyes. What they've done is effectively nothing that was that serious, and in fact they've brought to people's attention how poor security was in certain areas, and as a result they've made things better, not worse.